waiting for you, how are you? 9W4FCM. 8W4FCM. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I figure you're already at work by now.
Minute here.
Hey, tonight, about 5 o'clock. It's like every day, 95 in rain, but could be pretty up to then.
It definitely poured yesterday, so it was didn't work the whole day.
Yeah, our grass is long, but it's way too wet. It's got to do a lot of drying before I can cut this stuff. Hey, I love you. Always good to hear you. I just hang out, wait for you.
What's that going on today?
Another thing. Took the trash in, get the eggs, keep the snakes out of the pen. Your mother goes to the Y each day, and I just sort of chill around here.
She's really been doing that for, a couple years now, hasn't she?
Yeah, about every day. She goes and comes back and sleeps on the couch at 11. Anyhow, it's nice out there this morning. It's really cool.
So, looking forward to getting at it. And then we'll work tomorrow and then be good to go for the week, I think.
All right, well, we'll hold you up. Love you and always look forward to hearing you. Just sort of chilling here watching Marion Biggers all day long.
Thanks. Did you hear about the other guy? I think he had a stroke or something.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, he did, yeah. He had been in alcoholic class, been totally sober for all those years, lost 50 pounds and had a major stroke. So it was a bummer, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought he lost a bunch of weight and everything, but, you know, I don't know exactly what happened, but the prayers go out to him. So, all right, Dad, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you later. W4FCM, 84FDI.
Yeah, love you, and always good to hear you. I know when the guys stop, you'll be there, so thanks for being there, son. Love you. Be careful today. W4FCM sign.
Four GVN,
KN4BWA. How are you today, sir?
Yes, sir, doing just fine. KN4AWA, I believe. This is KV4GVN, Steve, over here.
Again, did I lose you?
Well, you might have. I made a turn, so KV4GVN.
So where are you located? What's your location?
We're in Easley right now, running around trying to get some stuff done.
Yep, at least you don't... Well, Easley's not too bad, but it's growing fast, man.
That is true. I just moved back after being gone about 30-something years, so we're trying to get settled back in.
From that area?
I grew up in Easley, graduated Easley High School in 84.
I'm originally from Kentucky, eastern Kentucky, the folks that are underwater right now in that area, and moved down here in 64. So, really, this is home.
All right, about the flooding. Sorry to hear about that. Hope you don't have anybody impacted too bad.
The rotation of life, and as I get older, I'm now the old guard. I'm the old geezer, so no, most all of the family has passed away that originally came from that area up there, and but that is still the original family home.
That's what prompted us to come back now. We got kind of tired of coming back for funerals, so we wanted to come back and spend some time with Mom and Dad while they're still getting around.
So that ought to put you, if you graduated in, what'd you say, 86? You said about 56. High school in 73. Maybe 10 years ahead of you.
High spot. So, yeah, about 56. So, Mom and Dad are starting to get up there a bit. So, got brother here and nieces and nephews and all that stuff. So, we're going to get settled in and call this place home.
Welcome back home, boss.
I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to say 73s to you, sir. Hope to talk to you again. We will be settling in Anderson here eventually. We just closed on a house down there, so we got to get it all ready before we move in. So you have a wonderful day. I think we're going to be dry today for the most part. This is KB4 GBN. 73s to you. We'll talk to you soon.
Enjoyed the little ride along. You have a good day and watch the traffic, man. I'll tell you what. Stay out there. 73 stands for me to be a clear.